This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Recently, the Galesburg Fire Department addressed some concerns about dehumidifiers and a recall of some types of dehumidifiers has been in the news. This after a fire related to a dehumidifier in Galesburg here about a week or so ago. And then we just found out that there was another last night that may be related to that. So we'll get the details on all that and what you need to know with Galesburg Fire Battalion Chief and Fire Marshal Randy Hovind. Randy, thanks for coming in.
Wolf, thanks for having me.
Let me ask you first about this fire last night. It was on Beecher, and it sounds like that you're pretty confident that a dehumidifier was indeed involved, right?
Yes, it was a dehumidifier. He wasn't sure of when it was purchased or how old it was, but it definitely, the fire did come from the dehumidifier. It was completely damaged, though, of course, after the fire.
Do we know anything about damage to the home, or was it put out pretty quickly?
They couldn't really determine exactly what caused what happened with the dehumidifier. It does sound like there was quite a bit of smoke damage in the home. Not much fire damage, though, from what I could see in the report.
Well, that's good news, at least, that there wasn't major damage, at least.
Yeah, the homeowner did get the fire out with a garden hose.
Okay. A dehumidifier, in general, strikes me as maybe one of those appliances you use at the home that, unfortunately, like maybe space heaters in the winter or something, that you don't really think much about using until it's perhaps too late, do you?
Well, it's like any other piece of equipment. I mean, there are some maintenance items that need to be attended to. Now, there have been recalls of dehumidifiers going back clear to 2002. Wow. When I started doing some research. And actually, as we were looking, there are quite a few dehumidifier fires on the records. Now, not in Galesburg. These are the first two we've ever seen, to my knowledge, and as far back as we could see through our fire reports. Right now, there's like 3.4 million dehumidifiers that have been recalled, of different names and different types.
Yeah, one company that makes dehumidifiers, but they're sold under a multitude of brand names.
Exactly, right? And a lot of manufacturers do that, so it's not unique to the dehumidifiers.
Okay, and then it looked like there was another 2.5 million under another manufacturer that were recalled, right?
I'm looking at it right now.
Wow. Do we know what the reasoning is behind these recalls?
It's usually mechanical or they're electrical. I don't know exactly what why they're recalling these particular dehumidifiers right here. I just know there is a recall. I've gotten several calls in my office, and the best thing I tell people is to, you know, if you can find on your dehumidifier, there should be an 800 number for the manufacturer. You can call them, and usually they're very good about telling you whether or not there's a recall on that item or not.
Gotcha. Okay.
Or you can research it on the web and find that as well.
I should probably back up this fire that occurred a week ago I think we should have talked about a minute ago when I asked about the fire last night. But was this related to one of these recalled dehumidifiers, as far as we know, or
not that I'm aware of?
Okay.
And a lot of times the insurance companies determine that, you know, when they come in, they do that, you know, they do their investigation after our investigators do theirs. I know the dehumidifier was completely destroyed in that fire. So there was really hard to determine what we know it started at the dehumidifier. Hard to say what caused it in the dehumidifier.
Dehumidifiers are generally running pretty much all the time, right? Is that one of the concerns here?
Well, you know, I'm going to back up a little bit. There are two types of fire risk issues with dehumidifiers.
Okay.
There's manufacturer issues, and there's what we call end user issues. In other words, the owner maybe doesn't take care of it the way they should. Like I was saying earlier, manufacturer issues come from like wiring, maybe the design of the dehumidifier themselves. And the end user fire risk comes from improper use or poor maintenance.
Poor maintenance. What should we be doing to a dehumidifier to keep it running? Just turn it off every now and then?
Well,
to go beyond that?
That's a good question. You want to make sure there's plenty of airflow to the dehumidifier, so you don't want to have it in a small space where there should be at least be 12 inches of clearance around that dehumidifier at all times. And you don't want to have it in a small I don't know why you would, but you don't want it in a small room that's going to be the door shut, because you want a lot of airflow. I mean, that thing really takes in, I mean, that's its job without getting too technical, is to bring in that air and get the moisture out and then release dry air. So.
You're generally using them in basements and things like that, aren't you?
Usually, I don't see too many upstairs, and especially with the water that we had earlier this year. And of course, there are people that have problems year-round, even though we can be completely dry and they still have those problems. So you want to make sure that there's space around the dehumidifier. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that you're cleaning the filters. So you take the filter out every few weeks and just brush it off or vacuum it off. You see a dust buildup on the grill of the dehumidifier, make sure you take that off. I did read some maintenance items where they say if you can take off the shroud or take it apart, you know, you can take off the outer cover.
Yeah.
Make sure the fan's tight, that that's working properly. If you're not comfortable doing that, then find a maintenance company that can do that for you.
You know, you just said cleaning out the filter. For some reason now my mind is wandering toward the dryer in the home, and that's one of the first things you have to do to try to prevent fires from that too.
That filter is there for a reason. Yeah, it's you know, it's, but the filter on the dehumidifier is keeping dirt and dust out of the engine components.
Yeah,
and so if it builds up, you know, it's not getting the proper airflow, and it can cause the motor to overheat.
Does the age of the unit have anything to do with this? I mean, obviously, if you're checking it and maintaining it properly, that might not be as big of a deal as maybe I think it should be, right?
I would think that, you know, as long as you've taken care of the unit like you're supposed to, as long as there's not any recall or any issues with it like that, they should last for quite some time. I've had a couple of dehumidifiers when we had issues with our basement that were pretty old, and they worked pretty well.
Yeah, I lived in a house for a while that was constantly getting water in the basement for some reason or another, so there was a dehumidifier always running. But again, as I said earlier, it wasn't one of those things that I always really thought about until I went down to the basement for some reason.
And no one does, until it stops running because the tank's full.
Yeah.
You can also set your settings so that it does shut off once in a while, so that it doesn't, maybe it gives itself a little bit of a break and it can cool down instead of just running continuously.
Now, we're talking about dehumidifiers here, but are there similar concerns with humidifiers instead of dehumidifiers?
I haven't heard of any. I mean, I haven't seen any recalls on those. And to be honest with you, we hadn't really heard of too much. It comes across my desk every once in a while, you know, the dehumidifier recalls. But again, we hadn't seen any fires, so it wasn't something that was really on my radar. Now it is, obviously, because we've had two fires. So that's why we put out the press release.
And got to do something before it's too late, obviously.
Yeah, we want to give people a heads up so that they can check out the product to make sure it's safe in their home.
Any misconceptions or big questions that come up as you've been talking to people about dehumidifiers?
Not really. I mean, I want people to know they're safe. It's just like any other tool. I mean, as long as it's used properly and used within the manufacturer's specifications and you take care of it, you should be safe.
Completely random question other than what we've been talking about here. Ironically, we're getting to the point where it's been pretty darn dry here lately. Has that caused many problems for the fire department lately?
We haven't seen a lot of grass fires or anything like that, but this is the time of year you will start seeing fires along the roads where people are tossing out cigarette butts or articles of trash or things like that. Or if someone trying to do any burning in their backyard, as far as not like, we're not supposed to obviously open burn in Galesburg, but if they're wanting to have a weenie roast or something like that. If they've got like an open fire pit, which I don't know why I wouldn't want an open fire pit right now when it's 90 degrees out. But I mean, maybe when it cools down in the evening. So just be aware of that right now, that it is really, really dry. If it
gets any hotter than this, we can cook food on the sidewalk. We won't need a fire.
I hope I don't get that hungry.
All right. We'll have the fire department's information on our website, WGIL.com, when we post this interview here in just a few moments. Randy Hovind, fire marshal and Galesburg Fire Battalion chief, thanks so much for coming in. And hopefully you don't have any more problems, at least with dehumidifiers in the home.
I hope not. Will, thanks for having me in. And I'd let everybody know if they've got any questions, they can call my office at 345-3757, and I can help them out.
Stay tuned. Sports and business news are coming up next as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.